AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. A U.S. aid agency is on the cusp of being shut down. The AP's Julie Walker has the story.
The U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, which is in charge of dispensing billions of dollars in foreign aid, is on the cusp of being shut down, according to President Trump's advisor, Elon Musk. Asked about it on his way back to the White House Sunday, Trump weighed in.
USAID, run by radical lunatics, and we're getting them out, and then we'll make a decision.
Musk has been wrestling for control of USAID and took to X Spaces to discuss it.
To be clear, in shutting down, which we're in the process of doing, shutting down USAID.
The Trump administration placed two top USAID security chiefs on leave after they refused to turn over classified material to Musk's DOGE government inspection teams, which did eventually get control. I'm Julie Walker.
Tomorrow, U.S. tariffs kick in against China, Canada, and Mexico. President Trump admits this will be felt at home.
We may have short-term some little pain, and people understand that, but long-term, the United States has been ripped off by virtually every country in the world. We have deficits with almost every country.
The tariffs are threatening to rupture a decades-old partnership on trade in North America and further strain relations with China. Beyoncé won her first Album of the Year Grammy Award last night for Carter Country. The night included tributes to firefighters on the front lines of deadly wildfires in Los Angeles. One tribute came from Alicia Keys.
When destructive forces try to burn us down, we rise from the ashes like a phoenix. And as you see tonight, music is the unstoppable language that connects us all. It's so beautiful.
Former President Jimmy Carter won a posthumous Grammy for his audiobook. This is AP News. At least 15 people were killed when a car bomb went off in Syria.
The car on the outskirts of the city of Manbij detonated next to a vehicle carrying agricultural workers. Over a dozen women were killed from the blast, according to the local Syrian civil defense. Over a dozen other women were wounded, some of them in a critical condition. Manbij in northeastern Aleppo province continues to witness violence, even after the downfall of President Bashar al-Assad in December. In the area, Turkish-backed factions known as the Syrian National Army continue to clash with the U.S.-backed, Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces. I'm Karen Shamas.
Pope Francis convened a high-level summit to demand children be protected from war, forced labor, trafficking, and exploitation, throwing his moral authority behind a global initiative to uphold children's fundamental rights, despite the Church's own poor record in protecting them from sexual abuse. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.